Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three,
Life Crew.
Back at it.
Hey, ladies, it don't dim your light to let your man shine.
Shut up.
Huh?
Shut up.
102.
Don't dim your light, baby. Seven minutes after 6 o'clock, Big Rock, did you watch the Democratic debate last night?
I tried.
Huh?
But my team was out there looking so bad. Like, you know when an accident, when there's an accident and you just can't look away?
No, it's a target
season.
Like,
you want to look away.
Last night, y'all got a glimpse. I saw your timeline.
You want to look away.
You got a glimpse of Tar Heel Nation last night.
And you know what? I call for an investigation of NC State's rims.
Really?
And I'm serious. I call for an investigation.
I saw that too.
Everything they threw up.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah. Even half court shots at
half court heaves. Yeah. Fail. We run into the basket. Layup. Round the rim. Off. Three.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way we were missing shots that bad.
Yeah.
Free throws.
Yeah.
I call for an investigation.
Okay. I don't think it would help.
I call for an investigation.
Okay.
You ever seen the movie The Sixth Man?
Did y'all hear this?
When they had like the ghosts on the court?
You hear this complaining? I mean, we done lost six games
in a row.
Have
you ever seen that?
Buzzer beaters. Three of the last four, the last seconds. And she gonna come in here after one game.
It's not about you. It is not about y'all.
Come in here wanting to cry.
It is not about y'all right now. It's not about y'all.
We got 11 losses.
It's not about y'all.
And she want to come in here crying because of one little loss. Want to investigate rims.
I call for an investigation.
Are you crazy? Man.
There was some cheating going on last night.
No, was it?
It was somebody sitting in the crowd with a remote control.
Moving the basket?
Not moving the basket, but they had some in the balls. You know what? We need to investigate the rims and investigate the balls that they were playing with last night.
Were they switching the balls out?
They flipped some kind of switch, and when we shot, the ball just goes haywire.
Gosh, I miss the days that
I
you
call
had
for an investigation.
So few losses that you would just come in with ridiculous theories on why you lost this game. Oh, it was the rim. They were shrinking the balls. The rims. I want an investigation. After you lost six in a row, you just like, we out here losing. Like, we just be losing. You can be a winner, though. DJ Lil Vegas is here early this morning and wants to hook up the 6 o'clock hour with Nitro Circus tickets. All you have to do is what, B-Rock?
Link the mix while I'm going to change.org. To start a petition.
Gosh, bro, when you ain't used to losing.
For an investigation.
Just do all types of ridiculousness. Us, we just get ready for Louisville this weekend. Link this mix, we'll send to the Nitro Circus.
It's DJ Lil Vegas.
Hey, DJ Lil Vegas.
If finding somebody real is a problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Hola, 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 hola.
DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
She's walking on fire. This girl is on fire.
DJ Lil Vegas. DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
Like this, man. Hey, yo.
OD, I feel like somebody might know the link to this mix, B-Rock.
I'm gonna tell it.
You gonna tell what?
I'm gonna tell the link. That's just what kind of mood I'm in. I just want to be defiant.
13 minutes after 6 o'clock, went ahead and cut her microphone. If you can link that mix, we'll send you to the Nitro Circus. That fool done lost, what, two games, three games? Man, you don't shut up.
My bro, I'm in the white, let me get you. I got points, these diamonds are bold.
102 Jams, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. DJ Lil Vegas just hit you with a quick mix early this morning. And right now, folks trying to link that mix so they can go to the Nitro Circus. Good morning.
I'm trying to link the mix.
Who is this? What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Margaret Talley, and I'm calling from Rexburg.
Marvette.
Yes.
What's the link to that mix, Marvette?
All the artists' names start with an A.
Big Rock?
Yep.
That is correct, Marvette. That is 100% correct.
Marvette.
I don't know too many Marvettes. They're your parents, they name, like your daddy named Marvin and your mama named Yvette or something?
No, my daddy named Mark.
Oh.
And she came up with that.
Oh, she just tried to throw something with the Mark.
So it's Mark Vet?
No, it's Marvette.
Or it's just Marvette?
It's Marvette.
Yeah, took the K off and threw the Vet on there.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, that wasn't a good one.
That was a good one. I like your name, Marvette. Hey, well, congratulations. You just got a 4-pack. You will be at the Nitro Circus when it comes to town in May, all right?
All right, thank you.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once?
Don't get smoke, cream rush. Like my bad wood, get the stuff.
Winter weather alert, February 20th. Although around February 13th, it was 70 degrees. That's neither here nor there. Today, Guilford County Schools, Forsyth County Schools, 2-hour early dismissal. 2-hour early dismissal, Forsyth County, Guilford County Schools. Please be advised. Snow's coming.
Dot, yesterday I heard some news, and I think as a result of these of this news, you're not going to be flying United anymore.
They didn't stop reclining chairs.
No, they haven't stopped reclining chairs. They announced yesterday that they are going to be replacing the Biscoff cookies with Oreo Thins.
Oh, yeah, shut up, man. Hell no.
Come on with that. Them Oreo Thins good.
Man, anybody can go get some Oreo Thins somewhere,
Oreo
man.
Thin
them Biscoffs is a rite of passage on United Airlines, man. Everybody love Biscoff cookies. If you did a poll on the airplane, on the flight, your flight, you said you want Biscoff or Oreos, Biscoff going to win.
Well, they the first ones. I mean, they on American. I usually been flying American lately, and American had a Biscoffs.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody had Biscoff. Biscoff is a flight cookie.
You think of that as a flight cookie?
Bruh.
And you enjoy them while you're flying.
And you enjoy them while you're flying.
Everybody's doing it their own way. It was like, no, these Biscoffs ain't getting them in. You know how to get them in? Switch up these snacks.
There was a statement released that they say, United says, our complimentary snack options continue to be a hit, and we're always looking for opportunities to introduce new selections. We plan to add Oreo Thins into the mix soon and look forward to the response from our customers.
Oh, yes, you're going to look forward to this response. I got a response for you. I got a response for all of you.
Why people always want to fix something that ain't broke?
Facts. Facts.
What's wrong with the Biscoffs?
They want to take away the Biscoffs and take away reclining my seat. Y'all just want me to drive everywhere. Y'all want me to caravan.
Hold on.
Take the train.
Yes.
That much weight held on the cookies?
I mean, I'm going to be a little upset. Matter of fact, I might just bring my own Biscoffs and be like, no, I have my own. Thank you.
I said, Drake, you know my man loves the Biscoffs.
You know I love the Biscoffs.
He don't go in the store and buy no Biscoffs, though.
Yes,
he
I do.
He actually has.
Are you crazy?
That's how I know he loves them.
You went and bought them Biscoffs?
He did.
He got me messed up.
All them cookies up in that store, you ain't got them Biscoffs.
He got me messed up. Don't
no, no, no. All them cookies up in there.
And I don't even think he bought them from a store. I think he ordered them or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think I did have to
you
order
had to order those? No,
is there a problem?
All them cookies right over there at that store?
Rich, rich, shout it, thick, thick. I'ma go, you know I'ma go.
It's 6:29, y'all. Up next, 3 Live Crew has your Thoughtspiration right here on 102 Jams. Be here for it. Halftime shoot to win, man.
You know I'ma go.
The Xbox One is on the line. A&T versus Howard. Which side you on?
Life isn't always simple, but
I'm in that new. You on that last year?
Yeah.
Shadow pimp.
Ooh.
You on simp.
It's 6:36.
You say you all about money.
You're here just in time for everybody's favorite uncle, Klee.
Yeah. Little girl put a video out with me.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. What's up there, Meg?
I told her I'd shout her out come Thursday.
You don't know her.
And she does not need your shout out.
So
I do know her.
No, you don't. And I'm not going to let it ride.
Why?
I do know her.
Because I never seen him. I follow. Now, Meg is one of the ones I follow.
Yeah, that's fair.
I never seen Klee nowhere near Meg. On her lives or nothing.
Klee. First of all.
So whatever. And she posts her whole life.
First of all, when you come into the timeshare, I got the rules up.
I'll leave the phone.
One is no cell phones.
And the timeshare.
She ain't been to the timeshare, Doc.
You wouldn't have seen that because she can't use
her phone. The line's got to stop somewhere.
Oh, and this is where you draw the line.
Yes. At Megan Thee Stallion.
That boy had a mixtape dropping for 3 years. And you ain't got no problems with it.
You said mad at all these truths.
Inspirational quote number one.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get AirPods and start wearing them like earrings.
I see.
What is that?
Men and women.
What
get
is that?
Get them AirPods, and I mean they become a part of your everyday wardrobe. Oh, I got on this white shirt today. Let me wear my AirPods. The inspirational quote number two.
Something was said.
In the black community, we're considered cousins if our parents have been friends for over 15 years by law.
Facts. Facts. I got 5 cousins right now.
Yeah.
Not blood.
Huh?
But our parents been friends. We had plenty of fresh fries together. Running around. Yeah. Inspirational quote number 3.
No Valentine or taxes. Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Sometimes you know. Hey, I don't need to say nothing after that one.
Huh? 102 Jams 3 Live Rewind is on Spotify. Just want to let y'all know that. Just go to Spotify and put in 3 Live Rewind.
Very sad news yesterday was breaking as we were getting off the air. It was being reported by TMZ that Pop Smoke, at the age of 20 years old, was killed in a home invasion. Initial reports were 2 masked men ran up in his house, fired multiple shots, and left on foot. As the day went on, more stories came out. And you know, it's the internet. You have to be very careful what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
because just a lot of stuff was coming out. One of the things I saw was that Pop Smoke had posted on his Instagram story a picture of a gift bag he had gotten, and it had his address on it. And people are assuming that that is possibly where whoever these suspects are got his address from. Then there were other stories, or there were other reports, that one of his friends set him up. The very last picture Pop Smoke posted on his Instagram, he's with another guy that's holding a bunch of money, and that guy was getting accused of setting Pop Smoke up because he was the last one that was seen with him. Like, he even got on his Instagram, his name is Mike D, he got on his Instagram to try to defend himself. He put up a picture of him and Pop Smoke when they were very young, and he was saying, like, this is my man's, like, y'all have no sympathy, y'all have no idea what y'all are talking about, y'all running around on the internet trying to play investigator, and y'all are accusing me of something I would never do. And he was just very upset that that was a story that was being, you know, passed around on blogs and on, you know, on social media. And he didn't like that at all, made that very clear on his Instagram post. And, you know, he was just like, I'm trying to grieve. Like, I just lost my friend and I can't even grieve because I'm having to defend myself against this foolishness. But what we do know for sure is that there was a home invasion. And as a result of that, Pop Smoke is dead.
Did they rob him? I'm sorry. I saw stories that said that they didn't even take anything.
That's what is confusing me, because it's being called a home invasion, but nothing was taken. It was like almost like a hit.
That's what I saw this morning.
Like they just wanted to go in and kill him.
They're saying it was a hit. I saw something this morning on Facebook that somebody saying it was a hit.
You saw it on what?
I should have said that.
I just don't trust Facebook when it has its stories.
You know what I don't like about this is that I wasn't a fan of Pop Smoke, but he didn't have a chance to make me a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He kind of reminds me of like Bankroll Fresh down in ATL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Bankroll Fresh, I feel like, was next up in ATL.
Yeah.
And he didn't have time to bubble like that.
Agreed.
And he got killed. I feel like Pop Smoke is kind of just like that. Like,
I agree. I was just introduced to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very recently.
Like, you've heard about those other cats, you know, the Casanovas and all that, but they've had, they didn't bubble. Like, he just hit the scene and he's already, you know, bubbling. So.
Yeah. I just saw a post with Waleed Coyote, and he was with Pop Smoke, and Pop Smoke was saying, my man came and ran up on me in New York. You know who run New York. You need to bring me down your way. And Waleed was like, well, you ready to go to the Carolinas? He was like, yeah, for sure. I'm like, dang, man.
I saw that same video.
He was actually on a press run in L.A. He was about to start his press run yesterday, Bit Rock.
For his album.
Just dropped Something Woo. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. Zay was super sick when he got home from school yesterday. First thing he said, Dad, did you? I said, yeah, bro. I thought about you as soon as I heard the news. 12 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. Thugger. 102 Jams. Three Live Crew on your radio. And the unthinkable happened last night, Bit Rock.
What?
I was Winston-Salem State University. Rams went down there to Charlotte.
Yeah, they went down there. And them horns.
Yeah, I saw.
Them horns went up in them. Them horns. Horns up! They called my son.
Came back with an L. I almost blocked my nephew yesterday on Instagram.
Oh, you did? He was going hammer?
Well, he just was happy on his page. He didn't at me or nothing, but I just didn't like his excitement.
You don't like seeing other people celebrate?
Nah.
When it's your team on the losing end? Yeah.
Nah, not at all.
I saw there was some controversy about the play call at the end.
Yeah. As I look at it, you know, at the end of the game, it's like 6 seconds left. Rob Cologne comes down, shoots a three at the buzzer to tie the game and send it into overtime. Clearly he's fouled. Clearly there's some contact there.
Yeah,
there's some contact on the shot. But you're on the road. No ref's going to give you that on the road. You know, so you can't expect to get that call. And, you know, we didn't get that call and we lose by three. So tie sitting above the CIAA South. We have to win on Saturday now.
Y'all tied with Smith?
I don't know who we're tied. I don't think it's Smith.
Okay.
Y'all trash.
They not trash.
Oh, 7 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. Definitely a tough loss for the Rams. The Greensboro Swarm got them a dub last night.
Okay.
Big dub last night against the Mad Ants. Had Dwayne Bacon came back down and played for the Swarm last night. Dwayne Bacon went crazy. That boy dropped 51. 51. New Greensboro Swarm career record. Okay. 51
well,
points
let me go
last
ahead and say
night.
This. Well, if you're dropping 51, why can't you drop 30 on NBA night?
He might be listening to you. He might be listening right now. What you want to say to Dwayne Bacon, bro?
Dwayne, come on, give me 30.
Hmm?
I need 30.
Need 30.
Where did you
get 30
from? Is he a rookie?
No. He been in the league like 2-3 years. He came from Florida State.
She be so oblivious. It drives me crazy.
He came from Florida State.
I wish y'all could see her face. Can y'all see her face just by hearing her tone, the way she was looking at me just now?
Oh, I remember him at Florida State.
Man, you got a 30 in you, bro.
That's all you had to do. Tell me where he came from.
Roxy is still lashing out, y'all. She just gave me the middle finger on both hands. 6 minutes to 7.
The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit. The game is off balance. I'm back on my...
Congress. Paid for by Fox for North Carolina.
Back at it.
Guilford County Schools, Forsyth County Schools, 2 hour early dismissal today. Because it might snow.
102. Jams.
Good. Play if you want, let's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and DJ Lil Vegas is here for a
quick mix.
Let's go, Vegas. It's all about that crunk music right here, baby.
Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
Two jams, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. That's DJ Lil Vegas with a quick mix for you, and it's all about that crunk. Can you dig it?
Until you see it from the back.
It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, and the 3 Live crew is on your radio station, 102 Jams. Good morning.
I don't understand why I keep seeing George Zimmerman's name in headlines.
Make it make sense to me, please.
I'm really getting sick of it at this point.
Yeah.
Just all of the shenanigans. It's just been shenanigans on shenanigans ever since we were introduced to this guy.
Yeah.
And now he's filed 2 lawsuits against 2 Democratic presidential candidates. He's filed a lawsuit against Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg, and he wants $265 million from them because he is claiming that they defamed him for political gain in, quote, misguided and malicious attempts to bolster their standings amongst African American voters at his expense. What happened was, on Trayvon Martin's would have been birthday, they both sent out tweets, and Pete Buttigieg said, "Trayvon Martin would have been 25 today. How many 25th birthdays have been stolen from us by white supremacy, gun violence, prejudice, and fear?" Elizabeth Warren said, "My heart goes out to Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon's mom, and Trayvon's family and friends. He should still be with us today. We need to end gun violence and racism. We need to build a world where all children, especially young black boys, can grow up to be safe and free." And he says in those tweets, he was defamed, and he wants money. Even though the tweets didn't mention him.
I'm about to say, his name wasn't mentioned at all. Although you can't connect the dots, he is the reason why Trayvon Martin is no longer here. Like, whether he has a leg to stand on as far as if it's accurate or not, like, George Zimmerman, you're such a jerk. Like, every time you try to do one of these little situations, he did something recently where he tried to daggone capitalize on.
Gosh, I don't remember what it was.
I know he tried to sell the weapon online or something.
That might have been what it was.
Like, he was trying to auction off the gun. He's just.
But he says that the tweet suggested that he killed Trayvon Martin because he's a white supremacist or a racist. But he says, you know, that's not true. He acted out of fear.
Yeah.
Of a teenage boy.
On the phone with his girl.
That was on the phone minding his business.
In his dad's neighborhood with a Lipton and some Skittles. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. I can't rock.
Don't make me hot.
All right. Good morning.
You gotta be talking about them there blue devils.
We already talked about the Blue Devils.
Well, I'm just now listening. I'm making sure.
I ain't hear it.
Are you an NC State fan?
No, I'm not.
Carolina, what is you talking for?
Because we happy.
Hey, what is you talking for? You're not even an NC State fan. So you ain't an NC State fan. So mind your business.
She got up out of there. Dang. Tar Heel Nation can't be happy y'all lost?
Mad about it.
Body. Crib, got it, job.
It's 102 Jams, Guilford County Schools, Forsyth County Schools, 2-hour early dismissal, for the record.
I understand wanting to pay your respects to Kobe Bryant and Gigi, but at this point, can we just let them rest? Y'all, people are going to the wrong grave site. Putting flowers on the wrong gravesite because that's where they think Kobe and Gigi are buried. And the owner of the cemetery is like, please.
This ain't it, y'all.
Please stop coming out here. They're going to Pacific View Memorial Park, and there's a specific gravesite because it was spread around on social media that this is where Kobe and Gigi were buried. People are going to this specific gravesite, and they're leaving lots of flowers. They're just going to pay their respects, and I understand. Mm-hmm. But the owner of the cemetery says you're leaving flowers on the wrong plot. Mm. Now, they will not confirm if Kobe and Gigi are buried there or not. She says all she can tell you is that this specific plot is not Kobe's. This is not it. She says they've even beefed up security to try to keep people from coming onto the cemetery.
Dang.
But they say that even security cannot deter people away because when security says this isn't Kobe's gravesite, people, they don't believe them.
Yeah.
They're like, yes, it is, and we're going to leave our flowers. And so it becomes like almost like a confrontation.
Facts. Dang. Let the people let pay their respects. No, let them pay their respects.
They're not paying them in the right place, dog.
Well, whoever's getting them flowers.
Go to the Staples Center.
Let them get them flowers.
Go to the Staples Center and put your flowers in front of Staples.
Whoever's in them, whoever is at that site, they not mad about it, Roxy.
Well, of course, because they're deceased.
Absolutely.
However,
so it doesn't matter.
If you're the family.
Yeah.
If you're the family.
And you pull up and it's your granny buried there.
Yeah.
And you see a whole bunch of flowers.
Strangers.
What you gonna start doing? Just kicking the flowers out of the way and say, this is my granny's grave. This ain't Kobe's grave. No, you just gonna take the flowers and keep it moving.
Yes.
Yeah, you would.
If you at my granny's site.
Yeah, my granny's site with some 24
like it's Kobe.
Big old, like it's Kobe.
Y'all better get off my granny's site.
Your granny. Now, I know Kobe was Kobe, but he ain't mean what your granny meant to you.
Y'all better get away from my granny grave.
Your granny grave ain't got nothing on. You should be happy we sitting up here putting all these flowers over here on your granny grave. Look at your little naked granny grave.
High fashion, like Goyard, G-Wagon.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio with your Thoughtspiration up next. Don't forget, Guilford County Schools, Forsyth County Schools, 2-hour early dismissal today.
Across North Carolina, educators inspire our students.
It's 7:38, y'all. 22 minutes away from 8 a.m., and you're just in time for your Thoughtspiration on 102 Jams.
Ooh, yeah. You know that sound effect they had at the end of that last song? That was my bit. Yeah, I got credits on that song. Recorded me one night. How they get all the hooping and hollering out the audio though? That was
because there was none apparently. Can't just edit that out.
There was a lot of heavy breathing and hot panting in there.
Clearly it wasn't.
Panting.
Clearly it wasn't.
You ever heard a good pant?
No.
What's going on now? Thoughtspirational quote number one.
In the black community, we're considered cousins if our parents have been friends for over 15 years by law.
All day, every day. All day, every day. Huh? And if they fall out, guess what? We ain't cousins no more. Inspirational quote number two.
Girl, everything I like is either illegal, expensive, or just a friend.
Sad. You just kept it real. You just kept it real.
Did keep it real.
Well, you know your situation. When you know better, you do better.
Did keep it real, bit wrong.
Kept it real.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Kept it real.
Just a friend.
Everything.
Everything.
Expensive, illegal. Just a friend.
Just a friend.
God almighty. The inspirational quote number three.
No Valentine or taxes. Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Sing it, Whitney.
Oh, baby.
Sing it for me, Whitney.
Sing it, Whitney.
Ain't got nothing. Nothing.
Sing it, Whitney, baby.
That Whitney sang it.
Didn't sing that.
She sung it for you.
21 minutes of the broke clock.
She sung it for you.
Hey, it's 7:45 right now. 7:45 is what some people like to call it. And 2-hour early dismissal for Guilford County Schools and for Forsyth County Schools this morning. Because snow coming at 1.
There's a saying, you have not because you ask not.
That's the word.
Is that in the Bible?
Yeah, I think so. At least that's what my uncles and aunties had me to believe.
I mean, that's the saying. And this lady jumped out there and tweeted Ocho Cinco. She said, at Ocho Cinco, you always blessing people. I know this is a stretch, but I need help with my rent. I haven't paid this month, and if I don't pay today, I'm being threatened to be evicted. Can you please help? Just throw it out there. Stone in the dark. Throw it out there.
What's up?
Ocho Cinco retweets. Show me today's deadline notice, and we'll handle it. She takes a picture of the notice. Also takes screenshots of messages that she's been sending back and forth with her landlord. Posts all of that for Ocho to see. What Ocho Cinco say in response to it all? Sis, they got us all the way effed up. DM me your Zelle, and we will pay a few months in advance.
A few months on it, Rock.
I mean, not just for this 1 month that she asked for.
Ooh.
But I mean a few months in advance, this man said. And I thought that was so awesome.
That's Ocho Cinco, man.
I saw it and it made me smile. That's what I was seeing in the comments. I was seeing people saying, like, Ocho do this all the time.
All the time, dog.
Just out
here
blessing people, huh?
All the time, man. Like, was doing it when he was a Bengal, was doing it when he was a Patriot. Like, always does that. I'm still waiting on my Ocho Cinco jersey that he was supposed to give me years ago when he played for the Bengals. But that's not
the hint of that. He was supposed to
give you a jersey? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was one of those people that shot his shot out there, and he jumped out there and said, hey, I got you. But he never got me, though.
He wasn't in the blessing.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He ain't blessed everybody.
So he'll just jump out there and say he gonna bless, but then he don't bless?
Well, I don't really know what happened. I think, like, when I wanted the Bengals jersey, within the next year, he wasn't a Bengal no more, so things were sort of...
He got to come back and make that good, though.
He had personal issues that I sort of chucked it up to.
Oh, was that around the Evelyn time?
Yeah, he had more pressing issues. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely did. I don't really hold him accountable for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Every now and then I'll send out a tweet that says, dang, man, I still waiting on my jersey. And he followed me, so he'll say something. He'll just hit me with the eyes or something. You know what I'm saying? He's a jerk. 13 minutes to 8 o'clock. We need more Ocho Cincos, though, man. Got something I want my way. You should come my squad. 102 Jams, 8 minutes to 8 o'clock. Now tell me you wouldn't go to that concert, Bit Rock. You was off it, and I told you it would be awesome. Tell me you wouldn't go to that concert.
It's not her.
I know, it's a hologram. Who's going to anybody's hologram concert?
We're looking at Whitney Houston. A few months ago, we talked about this tour that the hologram Whitney Houston is supposed to be going on.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm looking at pictures of this Whitney Houston hologram, and I'm not going to front. It looks real.
And how dope is that, man? Like, that one right there is the early 90s Whitney.
Yes.
Like, so as she's performing, she's aging in her performances.
The holograms will be changing.
That would be amazing, Rock. You don't think that would be super dope to witness?
Like, I'm reading people's experiences at the show. And one lady said, like, she got so lost in the show for a minute, she really felt like she was watching Whitney. But then... she came back to reality and remembered Whitney's gone.
But you got, like, I can imagine that. You have to get caught up in it. Like, she's going to be walking back and forth on stage. Like, for a minute, you just get to zone out and get to experience a Whitney Houston concert.
But see, like, this one looks good. But then as I scroll down, the second one I'm seeing doesn't look as good.
It doesn't?
No.
I don't know
who that is.
That's Whitney. That's Whitney. That's that Whitney.
They can YouTube that. They can Netflix that.
You can't and have it walking on stage.
They can Netflix that and just show that as a Netflix show.
I swear I hope it comes here. I'm so about that.
You gonna go?
Yes, Roxy. And I think you would want to go too. 6 minutes it'll be 8 o'clock yesterday. At the age of 20 years old, Pop Smoke was shot and killed in California. This song right here was just starting to bubble. It is called Dior.
Rest in peace.
Pull up to the party. For sure. Wait.
13th. Vote Democrat Rhonda Fox for Congress. Paid for by Fox for North Carolina.
Back at it.
I'm just watching video of Elizabeth Warren ethering Bloomberg last night at the Democratic debate. They even put the ether beat behind it.
102. Jams.
The internet is undefeated. Five minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio saying good morning to you on this Thursday morning. And today is National Love Your Pet Day. You're supposed to spoil your pet today, drink. Do something with Deuce today. Let him have a great time. Give him his favorite snacks. No fussing at Deuce today. It's National Love Your Pet Day.
I might boil that man a chicken breast.
See?
And throw it in that bowl.
You should. You should. I'm serious.
I'm going to do that.
You should.
I'm going to boil him a chicken breast and cut it up and throw it in his dog.
And let him go crazy.
But see, tomorrow he going to be looking at me like, hey.
He don't want a chicken breast.
Nah.
It ain't love. It ain't spoiled day.
No. Nah. Just give him a calendar. Put a calendar in his little crate and let him know. Only on February 20th. We don't do it any other days. Listen, man. Everybody's calling up for these Nitro Circus tickets. And we got a quick mix from DJ Lil Vegas that you have to link. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that I don't think anybody's going to guess this link the mix. I feel that confident. Do your thing.
What's up?
Talk that talk to me all night. And I like it, yeah, man, I like it. Love it when you
DJ Lil Vegas.
Got me like, yeah. When I think about you, it's the first thing that come to
me. Do it, JD.
I'm like, ooh,
baby,
you can get it all. You can get it all.
You ever want something?
When I think about you,
that's
the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like,
and the more you know you can't have it,
shout it, you can get it all.
The more you want it,
want it all.
Taking this out, wow, wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Where my dogs at? Call for me now. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay. All my girls are running with their love. What's going down, say, wow, 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 yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Where are my dogs at? Go up with me now. Wow, wow,
DJ
wow,
Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jazz.
A real girl is me in your world, believe me. Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife.
Lil Vegas.
Swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector. Supreme neck protector, better want him, kid, Mr. Mepsa. Ballin' pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure. Too hot for TV, for cheesy. Too many wanna be hard, be easy. It's all in together, going all out together. It don't take much to please me. Still homes, I'm never satisfied like the stones. We joking, don't write and see them selling crossbones. Protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan. Who blast with a license to kill rap recitants. Come on, in the zone with your the group home to cow.
It's a lifestyle.
Can you link that mix? If so, we will give you tickets to the Nitro Circus going down in just a few weeks. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 live on your radio. Yes, that's Roxy typing. You know she typed like she work in the courtroom. It's 102 Jams, baby. Three live crew here. What is the link to that mix? Good morning. What's up, baby?
I want to guess the quick mix.
What's the link to the mix? What's your name first?
Alicia,
what's the link to the mix this morning?
They all Pisces.
They are all Pisces.
There you go.
There
you go.
How
there you
the hell did you know that, Alicia?
I don't know. I guess with the Rihanna and Erica, I was like, yeah, they Pisces.
That is crazy as hell. Well, congratulations,
and
Alicia.
I wasn't nobody going to get it.
I didn't think anybody was going to guess it. And boom, fresh out the damn
she
box.
She got it quick, too.
Okay. Look, you got you want a family four-pack to check out the explosive high adrenaline action of the Nitro Circus going down Friday night, May 1st, at BB&T Field in Winston-Salem, all right?
You know what?
It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all, and the 3 Live crew is right here on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, and Roxy. And if you missed the show, you can now catch the 3 Live Rewind on Spotify.
And it's so easy.
Rock loves it.
I love it. You just type in 3 Live Rewind. It's right there. You can choose any episode.
I don't know how many months. But for the longest, we've been on SoundCloud.
Yes.
And you can only hear us there. But now we are making the transition. We are on Spotify. You can check out. Just go to 3 Live Rewind.
Yep.
And you can catch every show.
Yep. Just uninterrupted.
Look at Rock. Rock loves it, y'all.
I do.
She came in smiling about it. I love listening to the show on the Spotify.
I listen every day. I get off work and I listen to the show.
It's ridiculous. 20 minutes after 8, y'all. We out here.
To get consent or not to get consent, that is the question.
To get consent.
Yes. Lawyers or some lawyers are advising that people now get consent for sexual interactions that they're having with others to defend themselves against accusations against sexual assault and rape.
You mean like something written down, like you said you would do it, we was gonna do this?
Yes, a like contract. you either get them to send you a text message or you record them on video saying I am okay with what's about to happen. Now you have some lawyers saying, listen, this is the only way you can defend yourself if you're accused, and it's not true. But you have some lawyers that say that can be a huge red flag because it looks like you're trying to cover something up. Because why would somebody just randomly get consent for, you know, an interaction that's about to go down that's okay with both parties? Why would you think to do that if, you know, you weren't trying to hide something or cover up something? And I'm not sure which side of the fence I stand on, because I could see both arguments.
I know what side of the fence I'm on.
Which is?
I'm glad I found my I found somebody when I found somebody. Because who wants to deal with this these days? Like, gosh.
That's fair.
Like, that's what you got to keep on. Like, man, I'm just, you know, you're just a female trying to meet a guy and a guy trying to meet a female. But
hold on. Before we do that, let's go ahead and let me see your text real quick. Or can you just say on this video real quick that you don't mind us doing this?
Yeah.
That's a buzz.
Like, hold on, dude. We're in the club and we're both festive and we know each other and you know we've been talking about it and we want to go and we let's go on back to the house. Yeah, and we both sitting there. But hold on, wait. Before we get in here,
yeah,
we go inside.
That's a buzzkill.
I mean, I understand that. Yeah. I do understand it is a buzzkill, but you know, with accusations. Seeming like they're at an all-time high.
You in the heat. Naked. And just forget. Also, wait. Hold on. Get your hand off. Wait a minute. Let me get my coat. Put my coat on my
head. All right.
Do you agree for us to be in?
But what's really going to set you off, though, is when you ask her that, she be like, well, now that I can think about it a little bit, I don't think I want to do it anymore. Now you super tight.
You done pulled out the phone trying to get your evidence.
See? And now her buzz.
See, y'all
wall.
Making fun of it, but how would you defend it? It could be the only thing that clears you. If you had that
What
consent.
Situations are you in where women are just accusing you of that, though? That was what I was thinking as you were saying it. Like,
well, this is stemming from the situation with the two Ohio State football players. Okay. They have been charged with rape, with kidnapping and rape. And the girl says that she was initially down with,
consensual.
Yes, it was consensual with one guy. But then the other guy came in the room. She became uncomfortable, tried to say no. They raped her, but then made her give them consent on video after it was all said and done. So that's where the conversation is stemming from.
So they actually got the consent, but that's what you're talking about. It could be you trying to cover up something.
Right. Because it was afterward.
Who's saying it was afterwards? She was.
That they got them to do the
they
consent
got the
after.
Consent after, yeah. Break it up.
Break I'm with Drake. I'm glad I found my purse. 23 minutes after 8. Them kids get out of school 2 hours early today. Snow's supposed to be hitting the triad at 1 o'clock. And it is still early voting time. Make sure you get out there and do your part.
Mom, I'm getting too old for notes in my lunchbox.
How about that?
8:37, y'all. 23 minutes away from 9 a.m. And DJ Lil Vegas will be in here mixing. Right now, we got your Thoughtspiration.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I asked of you. Yeah.
What's up?
Now you sang that.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
No.
Just a little bit of, I've been, getting a few lessons. In my lessons. I've been down there in the ATL. Working with my little nephew, Usher. The whole Usher Raymond.
Yeah, say Usher been in the studio now.
Yeah, we've been in there. Huh? Rexon and Usher.
That's what's up.
Yeah. He invited me out to go out with him, a couple of honeys, but I say, nah, I'll pass.
Are you passed on
I'm
that?
Straight on all that with you, Usher. I ain't going nowhere with no honeys, you know. The inspirational quote, number one.
Y'all get AirPods and start wearing them like earrings.
All of y'all.
Yeah.
Huh? Ain't talking nobody, ain't saying nothing, just walking around with an AirPod in your ear. And for all of y'all walking around with that one in y'all ear, did y'all lose the other one?
No, you want to be able to hear both. You want to be able to hear what's going on in your AirPod.
No. I think some of y'all done lost that one. And the funds ain't right, and you ain't trying to go buy a new pair. The inspirational quote number two.
In the black community, we're considered cousins if our parents have been friends for over 15 years,
that's
by law.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. And also in the black community, if you my cousin, but you like 50-something years old, you my uncle or my aunt.
Uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. I agree with that.
Because my cousin can go play with me.
Yeah.
I ain't playing with you. The inspirational quote number three.
No Valentine or taxes. Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
I have nothing.
Y'all telling me y'all ain't trying to go to that concert?
The hologram concert?
Khalid, would you be interested in going to a Whitney Houston hologram concert?
What for when I done had the real thing?
Oh, here we go.
What for?
Here we go.
Why do you want some concert for when I done, when I done been to the mountaintop?
Yeah.
When I done been to the mountain.
Now, he didn't sing Whitney live.
Now.
Seen her live? I said when I done been with her. What I say I done done? Huh?
Everything designer that's on me.
.843, 17 minutes, and it will be 9 o'clock. About to play a brand new game that does not have a title to it. Roxy and Drank had no clue we were about to play it. But let's have some fun with it. I have two Guinness World Records here, and I want you all to try to guess what the Guinness record is that was broken. Are you ready?
Yes.
Up first, the record was 29.7 seconds. 29.7 seconds, and David Rush just beat it with 23.6 seconds. It has something to do with your feet. Can either of you guess what this Guinness World Record is? The fastest time was 29 seconds.
There are no more clues?
Bite off all his toenails.
No, it is not bite off all his toenails, although that was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good guess.
I know something wild.
Paint his toenails.
Was not painting his toenails, but that was a good one. That was a good one.
With the brush in his mouth.
We're off painting now.
Okay.
All right. This is something to do with his feet. His feet moving at a rapid pace. His feet moving at a rapid pace.
Something with tap dancing.
Not anything with tap dancing. There were balloons.
Popping balloons. How with many his toenails.
With his feet. With how his many? Feet. How many in 23 seconds?
100.
That is correct. 100. The new world record. David Rush popped 100 balloons with his feet in 23 seconds. Now.
That's impressive.
It is pretty impressive, Big Rob. Second question. Second Guinness record that was broken. This young lady.
Well, who gets the point for that?
Drinking. Because he said 100.
I said 100.
Because he said 100?
On the die. Yeah.
But what I said popped the balloons.
Shenanigans will cost you a point.
Come on with it.
I said pop the balloons.
Shenanigans and questioning my judging will cost you a point. Right now, Drinkins is up 1-0.
I feel like we're tied.
Second drunk. This 62-year-old lady set a new Guinness World Record. This is something that happens in the gym. And she did this for 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Walked on the treadmill.
That is incorrect.
Curls.
That is incorrect.
Squats.
Incorrect again. 62 years old, just broke the record in the Guinness book. 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds. She did this.
Jump rope.
What did she do for 8 hours? Is it an exercise?
It's something you do in the gym. So, of course, it's an exercise.
Well, people do other things in the gym. They swim. They shower.
Shenanigans will cost you a point.
Did she swim?
She did not swim. That is a good guess, but it is inaccurate.
I done threw out their curls and jump rope.
She did this.
Bench press.
In one position for 8 hours, 15 minutes.
Planked.
No, she ain't planked.
She planked.
Are you serious?
She planked for 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds. 62 years old. Roxy!
How did she plank that long?
Hey.
That is impressive.
Hey. The old heads at bingo night be coming up in there smelling good for that 60, for that right there. They be like, yo, you know she planked for 8 hours.
Bro, Keon has me planking for 60 seconds and my body shakes like a stripper.
Yeah, that's what they,
Like, ain't no way I can get past 2 minutes on a plank.
Yeah.
8 hours in a plank. It had to be on her elbows, right? Couldn't have been on a push-up.
No, that ain't a plank on your elbows.
Elbows down is a plank.
That count? No, that don't count.
Yeah, that's a plank.
If you just on your
right
forearms.
There, that's a plank. That's a plank.
Either palms on the ground or forearms. Either one of those are a plank.
That's a plank.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Forearms is much easier.
You think so?
Yes.
You think so, Drake?
I could plank forearms much longer than I can up.
You think so?
Yeah, I know.
Of course, up, because you know you got the arm strength included in it. But you're just a, but it's still.
I wonder which one she did.
It's still crazy.
Yeah, does it matter?
No, I don't.
Does it matter? 8 hours?
Gosh.
I can't just stand in one spot for 8 hours without losing my mind. Drank, because you were victorious 2-0. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know that.
Yep.
Put my point up there.
13 minutes to 9, y'all.
I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this the kitchen.
I'm on a story, oh yes. I'm way up. I feel
how long
blessed.
Will they last? New couple alert, guys. We think. Okay, now this is one of those social media is assuming couples.
Here we go.
But I still like to do it, okay?
Go. All right, man.
All right, Drea and Nas.
Mm.
If they are a couple, how long will they last? And this is all stemming from Drea. She was out. She was on a girls trip in the Bahamas, but Nas was there. They were hanging out. She puts up a picture of her and Nas on her Instagram story and on her butt. Nas was tagged.
Mm. So long enough for the album to come out. Whatever new album he got coming out, long enough for that to come out. So just put that down for me. Huh?
Okay.
If it's true.
Long enough for that.
Long enough for whatever service or products they got coming out.
To homecoming. To homecoming. I give them to homecoming.
Okay.
What?
So October.
Yeah.
Or Wits' homecoming, because that's in September.
Summer.
Yeah. Says you homecoming is tomorrow.
Won't make it through summer.
Won't make it through summer?
She going to be out here in them bathing suits looking good, and then he going to take off his shirt. You be like, oh, no.
Yes, I heard you hit a rock. You taking a risk.
.com. That's InkologyInkMe.com.
Back at it.
Have you early voted yet? Because that's important.
102 Jams.
I can't never find the doodoo emoji when I need it, man.
The little dookie with the eyes.
Yes, I don't know where it's at when I'm
scrolling. I don't like that one. I want a more realistic pile. I want a more realistic pile.
That pile don't do it for
me? Because it got eyes and stuff. It's like a good happy one. No, I want a funky stinking gun.
Y'all know they add new emojis. You know that little joint when everybody say, hey, look, and then you look and there's nothing in their hand?
Right, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing that?
They adding that emoji.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's a couple more emojis. I can't remember the name of them, but it's like they add like 40 new ones.
I went through my food emojis the other day, and I was trying to send somebody a lasagna, and I thought they would have done show had a picture of a lasagna in there, and they didn't.
Ain't got lasagna.
No, but they got spaghetti, though.
Mm. Did you send a spaghetti instead of lasagna?
No, I didn't. I just ain't do nothing.
Yeah, because them ain't the same thing.
They not.
It's the closest he had, though.
But see, listen, if you send me lasagna, and you mean it's spaghetti, you're going to be all mixed up and wrong on that.
Mm. You know, why was you sending lasagna?
Why was I sending lasagna?
Yeah.
I forgot, because I was talking about food. Oh, you know, drink to eat.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock, man, 3 Live Crew on your radio. Aggies versus Howard. Wasn't that a rivalry at one point?
Was.
When did it fall off? When did Central become the replacement for Howard?
They've never had the same. Not the same. Not the same. Really? Dang on fanfare as Central. Aggie Eagle. No. South Carolina State was even a bigger rivalry than Howard.
Really?
That's been dampened off too.
Aggies Bison this Saturday halftime shoot the win for Xbox One. Hey, all you gotta do is hit that half court shot, and you can take that Xbox One.
And then
one
there's
to
the obvious. We're that much better than Howard. So the rivalry fell off.
That's the obvious.
Even homecoming?
Yes. Oh, don't get me going on that.
Oh, and I can take that. And I really wanna know.
102 Jams. Letting you know today is National Love Your Pet Day. Good morning.
Do you hear that Triad Kids Dental just opened a new office right?
It's 9:36, y'all. 24 minutes away from 10 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Good morning.
Jay.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So majestic. What's your face looking like that for?
Man, you biased.
You don't think it's majestic?
Not particularly. Came in a little flat at the beginning.
I mean, well, you keep talking. It could be funeral. Huh? What about it? Would you like that? Would you?
Was that a threat?
Would you like a hospital bill?
Was that a threat?
Would you like that?
Are you communicating threats?
Sounds
right
like
here
it.
Live over the airwaves?
Wait, what you prefer, staples or stitches? Huh?
Because Do you prefer staples or stitches?
Huh? Head or gut?
I got a lawyer for all of this.
Just answer my question. Head or gut?
Head or gut, Dot.
I have a lawyer for all of this.
Head or gut?
Communicating threats is a serious offense.
Head or gut?
Just answer the man.
Head or gut? Say one. One or the other. Head or gut? Say the one.
Serious offense.
Say one or the other. Head or gut?
One or the other.
Say head. Say head or gut. And that's where the punch coming. Whichever one you pick.
Head.
Oh, and that's a big one for me. That's a good talk.
I didn't say head.
Inspirational quote. Number one.
Y'all get AirPods and start wearing them like earrings.
I see.
What is that?
Men and women. Men and women.
What
get
is
them
that?
AirPods, and I mean they become a part of your everyday wardrobe. Oh, I got on this white shirt today. Let me wear my AirPods. Inspirational quote. Number two.
Something was said.
In the black community, we're considered cousins if our parents have been friends for over 15 years by law.
Facts. 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 I got five cousins right now.
Yeah.
Not blood.
Not blood.
Huh? But our parents been friends. We had plenty of fresh fries together. Running around. Yeah. Inspirational quote. Number three.
No Valentine or taxes. Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Hey, I don't need to say nothing after that one.
I done seen it.
It's 20 minutes and it will be 10 o'clock. Three live crew on your radio. And this is the free-for-all final hour. Where people call up and they talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about. Sometimes it's stuff from yesterday or earlier in the week. Sometimes it's just earlier in the show. And earlier today, Big Rock told us that they're going to start, well, their conversation has come up about making it a requirement to get
consent.
Consent. There's the C word I'm looking for.
Consent before you get it on. And lawyers actually seem to be split down the middle. Some lawyers think it is a good idea for you to get consent and get the person to just maybe send you a text message or record a video saying, listen, everything that's about to go down, I'm cool with. I'm fine and I'm consenting to this. Because they say it's the only way you can protect yourself if you're accused of rape or sexual assault. Then you have some lawyers that say that's an awful idea because it looks like you're trying to cover something up if you do that.
Oh, no, it's an awful idea because it's a super buzzkill bit, right? Yeah, that's what makes it an awful idea. Got a young lady on the phone, says she want to speak on it. What'd you say, mama?
Soon as we pull out that paperwork, it's over with.
It's over with.
It's over with.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
It's over with.
Her buzz is gone. But maybe we don't need to do this. And you done sitting there with that erection. This is just all bad.
As soon as it's out, it's dried up. It's over with.
It's over. Whole mood blown.
Yeah, ain't nothing to talk about.
Dang.
I feel like a prostitute without the money.
With the contract? Dang.
It's like a contract. You know, I'm signing my coochie over. No, I just want to get to you.
Yes, yes. I agree. Who's just saying, like, sometimes you just be in the moment. It ain't even about, no, like, yeah, let's just do it. But you sit and think about it for a second. You'd be like, we probably don't need to do this.
Exactly. Like, it's a trust thing. And then on top of that, why you got the paperwork? Oh, let me check your criminal record.
See where this thing going wrong? And y'all naked. And she said,
naked.
And y'all sitting there naked.
And we naked. Done touched each other.
Yeah, and we naked. And you want to pull out a contract. Ain't nothing going down.
You might as well put your clothes on, sir.
Put your wee-wee.
Okay.
Dang, not nice little thing that went to a wee-wee.
Nice wee-wee, bro.
Before we got in, I thought it was monster.
Like the way she worked.
First. Yeah. 102 Jams, three live crew here on a free-for-all final hour. What's up?
I want to talk to Rock about Duke and state laws.
Uh-oh, Rock, somebody want to talk to you about the game last night.
What about it?
I was so happy y'all lost.
Are you an NC State fan?
North Carolina Tar Heels.
Yep.
I hate Duke.
Yep. Yeah, we all stand the same. And we know as Tar Heel fans that we have absolutely no room to talk about anybody taking losses.
But they laughed at us, though.
However.
They be laughing at us when we lose.
A loss by Duke is always a great day for a Tar Heel fan.
You got that right. It was a blessing last night.
Yeah. Especially being the team that we already smacked around right there in that same arena.
I know.
Yeah.
I met Roger last year when she was at Walmart.
You said what happened? You said what?
I met y'all last year when y'all was at Walmart in Greensboro.
Giving out them turkeys?
Yeah.
I remember that. I definitely remember that. I appreciate you, bro.
Okay.
Listen, 7 minutes and it will be 8 o'clock. And somebody hit me on Twitter and said that they watched Miss Virginia on Netflix and they want me to watch it and let them know what I think about it. So I'll be doing
like
that.
Miss Virginia?
I don't know what it's about. I have no clue. That's all I know is this title, Miss Virginia. I'm going to check it out, though. They asked for my insight, and I'm going to give it to them a bit, rough.
They asked for your insight.
You know I'm a movie buff. Don't act like that.
3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.